far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Can I borrow your ladder? Gotta fix that shutter. Uh-oh, Central Heating and Cooling's at your house. Having trouble? I never have trouble. With Central Heating and Cooling's planned maintenance, every summer and winter they do maintenance on my system. Plus, if ever I need a repair, I get one service call free. I save money. I need that. Does Central have a home maintenance program? Afraid not. Then how about that ladder?
Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier authorized dealer. Call 425-4717.
Be game day ready all season long at NFLShop.com. NFLShop is your number one source for the top selection of officially licensed NFL gear. Head over to NFLShop.com today to browse styles from your favorite team and all the players you love. NFLShop is your ultimate destination for jerseys, t-shirts, headwear, and more. Take your team pride to the next level with the best selection of NFL gear anywhere. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
So I switched to Boost Mobile and got this free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone.
Why do you think they call it the Galaxy?
Maybe because the Samsung Galaxy A23 has a huge screen, and galaxies are huge gravitationally bound systems of stars rotating around a supermassive black hole.
And the phone is free?
When you switch to Boost Mobile.
Cool. You lost me at gravitationally bound.
Switch to Boost and get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. Limited time offer while supplies last. New customers only. Excludes tax. One device offer per line. Only available on certain networks. 5G not available everywhere. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Right now at the break, it is Mountain Homes Boys trailing Greene County Tech 25-16. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home Girls Coach Dell Leonard. And Dell, a tough 52-42 loss to Paragould tonight. And I knew Paragould was definitely going to want revenge from the game a couple of weeks ago. And just a tough night overall for you guys.
Well, anytime you play a team within a span of 2 weeks, I think the team that won is at somewhat of a disadvantage. You know, loss has a little bit of an advantage edgewise. But bottom line is, if you just – tell it like it is, we didn't deserve to win. And I thought that our post defense, talking about things that were positive tonight, I thought that, and most of the time it was Lakin and Lauren guarding their bigs, and they did an outstanding job. And that's something that we learned how to defend, you know, high-low and stuff like that. But then we were supposed to be on a four-man rotation, not helping off the post, and gave up a lot of straight line drives from the wing or the corner, and then the person that was supposed to help over didn't help over, and they got to the rim that way some. So, but I think you got to look at it and say it like it is, and we weren't good enough to win tonight, and didn't shoot the ball very well. And you're going to have nights like that, but that's where you can't have those really bad mistakes on defense when you're having a night like that. Two things. You got to be almost flawless defensively, and we weren't at times. And I'm not talking about the post defense. And I thought that Anna McCarn did a good job in there too. And even like when we would end up with a guard having to switch, or our guards did a really good job with the game plan as far as what we got to do against their post. So that part was pretty good, and that's something we could definitely learn from moving forward, and it was a positive. But when you miss as many shots as we missed, which I think we missed 26, why are we not getting more offensive rebounds?
Right.
And, you know, Lauren's given us a tremendous effort there. I thought Anna got her hands on a couple and got a put back for us. But we got to have more than Lauren and Anna getting offensive rebounds. I mean, that's 26 opportunities, and rebounding is about effort and attitude. And you don't run into somebody's back. You make a move and get to the rim, you know. And so we got to do that. And, you know, in the nights that it's been fun and pretty, it's awesome when that ball's going in the hole and you're hitting 12, 13 threes. But it's not going to be like that. And reality is that when you play good teams, they're going to try to take away your strength. And Paragould did a good job of taking that away, and we didn't respond very well in other areas. But I got out coached. We got outplayed. We didn't deserve to win. But I do think that there was a lot of good – especially with our kids, and of course we're so young in some areas, but we did learn how to defend that type of offense on that high-low, and give Paragould credit. They had to score from other areas, and they did.
I know one thing that also hurt you guys, particularly in the first half, got better in the second half, particularly from Parker Husky, but the free throws are kind of hurt you guys in the first half as well.
Well, I mean, you're glad we're getting there, but you missed that many front ends of one and one. You can say, oh, we missed nine free throws. Well, really, we took away a lot more opportunities than that because over half of those were front ends of one and ones.
Right.
And that's a point I made in the locker room. You may not have shot great from the field, but you got to the free throw line enough to win the game.
Yeah.
And so you gotta step up there and make those. And we missed a lot of free throws. And you know, it's fun and a good feeling to sit here and say, to shoot it as bad as we shot it and still not get a lot of offensive rebounds, you still have a chance to win. But you got to make sure you shine in other areas like the free throw line. And, again, that goes back to what I said earlier. We just flat out didn't deserve to win.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, Dell, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, hopefully for a win against Fair Grove.
Well, we got our hands full. We're going to have to definitely be better than we were tonight. That's for sure.
All right. Dell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Mount Tom Girls Coach Dell Leonard. We'll take a break, come back, and check our halftime numbers. Right now at the break, Mount Tom's boys are trailing Green County Tech 25-16. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
If you're a Central Heating and Cooling customer, you know they offer great service. Recently, a customer was dazzled by the extremely prompt service they received from Central Heating and Cooling. At 6 a.m., they called to report their AC unit had stopped working. By 8:15 a.m., Central Heating and Cooling had a repairman in Calico Rock working on their unit. Since 1965, Central Heating and Cooling customers have been able to turn to the experts, your Carrier dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations. Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
And we welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mountain Homes boys are trailing Perigold 25-16 here in the semifinals of the Ultimate Auto Group Basketball Tournament. Let's take a look at the numbers real quick. Mountain Homes' leading scorer right now is Ryder McLean with 6 points, 5 so far for Braden Dewey, 3 for Kai Bickford, and 2 for Blaine Tate. For Tech, they've got 6 points each from Benji Goodman and Tyler Vincent. 5 so far from Jonah Lane. 4 for Cole Puckett and 2 for Garrett Cupp and Landon Stewart. This game's had 3 ties and 3 lead changes. Right now, rebounds. Tech is out rebounding Mount Tom 14-10. Mount Tom's doing a better job, though, taking care of the ball. The Bombers with 5 turnovers and the Golden Eagles with 9. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Tech leading Mountain Home 25-16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Be game.